Hey there, welcome back to another edition of the TV Casualty Podcast. I'm Kat Angus, and here's Jeevan Brar, my wonderful co-host.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Again. Episode 22.
23. We're on episode 23 now. But we've come a long way, baby.
Yay.
Now,
it's been a while.
Just because we have a podcast to do doesn't mean there's really anything to watch on TV, because it's July and summer TV sucks. And
sucks is kind of a strong word.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I've been watching this week because nothing else is on? The new Degrassi in the telenovela format.
It's so good.
It's actually kind of awesome.
Yeah.
Not in a genuinely good way, but in a this is ridiculous kind of way.
It's the boiling point.
If you guys don't know, Degrassi has adopted a new formula this year that it will air 4 days a week for, I think, 6 weeks.
Actually, 12.
12 weeks, okay.
48 episodes.
Impressive. And they're kind of making their storylines a slightly more salacious and ridiculous.
Twincest.
There's a little bit of twincest, kind of. They kind of drop it, which I'm glad for, because that's kind of gross. But we've got fake pregnancies and girls getting beat up, and well, those are the two big ones. I mean, other than
so
that,
far, it's only day three.
Day four airs tonight. We'll see how that goes.
But it's really so good, and I think they've dropped the next generation. It's just Degrassi.
It's just Degrassi now.
It's like the 80s.
I am excited. They will be soon introducing their first transgender character, which I think is a big step forward for Degrassi, considering that in their first season in the States, they didn't even air the Manny Gets an Abortion episode. They just sort of skipped over that one, and so for viewers in the States, they were very confused when Manny was pregnant, and then the next episode, not so much.
How does that happen?
Magic, fairies, unicorns.
Yeah. Alternate reality.
Alternate reality. It was like the multiverse.
Yeah.
How are you enjoying this season, this first week of
Degrassi?
Let's
talk about the movie first.
Oh, okay.
Degrassi
now,
Takes Manhattan.
Degrassi Takes Manhattan.
They took it.
Did they take Manhattan?
Well, they took Toronto and dressed it like Manhattan and then shot a few scenes in New York.
Oh.
But
well, keeping the budget down, so good for them. I only watched the final 10 minutes of Degrassi, so fill me in, Jeevan. What happened?
Well, it started with their graduation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just a few characters. I don't even know who graduated, but some did. But Spinner, in the span of an hour, found out that his girlfriend cheated on him with Declan, one of the twins.
Mm-hmm.
The diner blew up, the dot, or coffee shop, whatever it is, because Emma worked there for like 10 minutes and overpowered the grill. So it was the first hour was very hard for Spinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the second hour, I think you know what happens after that.
He got married to Emma, the girl who blew up his shop, diner, coffee shop thing. They got married, really?
And the parents were totally fine with it.
Yeah, well, I don't think Spike really has a leg to stand on when it comes to doing things young.
I think, it's the least Emma could have done.
Yeah, like, at least she waited till she was out of high school. Like, thank goodness Spike did something right raising her.
She did. And Snake had no problem giving her away.
Good for Snake.
Well, it was good for the hardcore old Degrassi fans.
Now, well, I was an old school Degrassi fan, and frankly, I'm shocked that Snake is the one who lasted the longest. I was thinking Joey Jeremiah would. He was back for a little while and then left, and Caitlin was back for a while and left, and Snake just keeps.
He's the principal now.
He's the principal of Degrassi. Oh,
Mr. Radich somewhere is just.
And Wheels is just drinking himself to death somewhere.
Getting groped by older men in cars.
I think that was a long time ago.
That's the only memory
I have.
And
then he threw a rock. Yes. That's what I remember. Yes. Oh, poor Wheels. Life was really hard for him. Okay, let's get back to the new Degrassi now.
Yes.
Now, I have watched the new Degrassi off and on in the past year, and I'm really annoyed that Sav and Anya are back together. After breaking up like 12 times already, can they just stay apart?
Well, I think that after your girlfriend lies about a pregnancy, you might want to be done with her for good.
But apparently not, because Sav was like, oh, that's sweet. You lied about being pregnant to get back together with me. This relationship should keep going. Just a message, kids. One, don't fake a pregnancy. Two, if your girlfriend fakes a pregnancy, dump her.
Alarms should be going off.
Lots of alarms. Yes.
You drop that.
Yeah, because she's going to lie about a lot of stuff just to keep you around.
And you don't want that.
I mean, unless you're into that. I mean, we don't know your business, but for the most part, don't do it. Now, you were saying that you were enjoying the Manhattan parts of the new Degrassi so much that you wish the entire show would be that.
It was just a little more sophisticated.
It's kind of just Gossip Girl, though, isn't it?
With people being pushed down the stairs and twins kissing each other.
Well, no, but like, pretty rich people go to fancy private school and have drama together.
I just don't want to see awkward children in the community having issues.
So you want to see awkward rich people having issues?
Yes, it's much more glamorous like that.
That's true.
Maybe people could relate to that a little more. It's more real.
And I think it, like, the story does provide a valuable lesson for girls. The whole point of Fiona's problems is that she's caused so many issues for her family before that now that she's actually in trouble, she's scared to talk about it.
And no one would believe
her. And she's scared no one would believe her. And so her fears are kind of justified. Yeah. And I think it's a good story to tell young girls that even if you are in that situation, you need to find somebody who will listen to you.
Right.
Even if you don't think anybody will listen, somebody will. And you don't deserve to be in that situation at all.
No, of course not. I think these are a little more realistic problems that, you know, girls and guys deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Anger issues that you need to control. So I'm glad Degrassi's taking that on.
Like, I was a little hesitant of this new format. I just thought it was kind of a publicity grab. And it might have been, but so for this first week, it seems to be working pretty well. Now for one of the few genuinely good summer TV shows, True Blood. I'm kind of loving the season. It took me a little while to get into it, but now I am fully on board.
Now that Sookie and Bill are separated, or were separated until this recent episode,
mm-hmm.
I just don't care if... I didn't care if they found each other again. I just don't care for them.
Me neither.
As a couple.
I was hoping... Yeah, now that they're broken up, it seems like they're both kind of getting personalities, especially Bill. And it worried me at the end of the last episode that they might be getting back together, and it's just, no. Keep them apart. They're way better that way.
I mean, Sookie does have a lot of pickings.
Yeah.
I mean...
Not that I understand why all these guys like Sookie, because she's too dumb to live, but... I mean,
as a guy, I'm sure Anna Paquin's attractive, but what does Sookie really bring to the table?
She can invade your personal thoughts.
No guy wants that.
Yeah.
Trust me.
She will get in she will put herself in danger frequently.
It must be Sunday.
Yeah. And she'll wear really short shorts all the time, which, actually, that's not a bad...
It's a hot in Bhopal.
Yeah. It's pretty... It's not a bad pull. I can't really blame the guys for going for the short shorts.
But the reading your thoughts, I think it trumps everything.
Yeah. I mean, I'm terrified enough of my own thoughts. I don't need other people knowing about them.
I can't believe I just thought about that.
But I am loving Franklin, the absolutely psychopants vampire who has kidnapped Tara. He is hilarious. The scene from this last episode when he's like, look how fast I can text on your phone, was the weirdest scene even for True Blood. It didn't fit with the episode. It just seems like somebody in the writer's room came up with that and they were so tired from being up for 24 hours that they thought it was so hilarious that they put it in the show.
Check out the CGI we could do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop. Look, I'll do it again. You're not looking. And then he does it again. But he is so up and down that he's such a brilliant character. He almost makes me like Tara a little bit more.
Just a bit.
Just because she shares so many scenes with him.
We like having her locked up.
I don't like having her locked up, but I like having her be in situations that are interesting to me. Her first season wasn't all that into Tara. Second season, orgies all the time. Even as much as I love orgies, it made me a little bit uncomfortable.
Just a bit.
And this season, I mean, there's only so much Tara being in crappy relationship stories that I can take, but this one, Franklin is so amusing that I'm kind of going for it. One of the problems, though, with this season is, I mean, I love Jason Stackhouse and I love Ryan Kwanten, but they have no idea what to do with his character. They're making him way too dumb. Like, he's dumb, but he's not that dumb. Like, his character arc right now is basically what Friends did to Joey Tribbiani over the course of 10 seasons. When the show started, he was dumb, but he wasn't, like, he could fend for himself.
Yeah.
And by the end, he was barely functional. He couldn't really do anything. And
no.
We're only on season 3, and Jason Stackhouse is kind of getting to that point. I mean, he's eating ink. He is trying to pull women over while not wearing a shirt. He's just so dumb. And I think Jason Stackhouse is hilarious, but they really need to be careful with how stupid they make him, because as fantastical as the show is, I want to believe that these characters are doing the things they're doing, and I just don't believe Jason is that stupid.
Well, one of the things I'm enjoying this season is the backstory, Eric's backstory with the werewolves,
mm-hmm.
Finding out why he hates them. It's interesting.
Now, how did you feel about the inclusion of his flashback to how his family was killed? Because usually when you have flashbacks in an episode, it's sort of spread throughout the entire episode. But because this is such an ensemble show, Eric's flashback was just this little bit near the end of the episode that sort of didn't really fit in with it. Did you feel like it sort of took you out of the episode or changed the tone a little bit too much?
No, it didn't. Because they do stuff like that all the time on that show. Because everyone has their own separate storylines
mm-hmm.
that are so out there that I think it was a nice break from everything else.
I just feel, maybe it's because I've just gotten used to the format of television so much. It just seems like if you have a flashback, you should sort of break it up over the episode so you sort of get a feel for it instead of just shoving it all down my throat at one point.
So you wanted him to sporadically just look into the air and then flashback?
Kind of maybe like Lost did. I mean, okay, granted, I got really sick of that in Lost as well, so I'm not really sure what I want, but I don't know what I want. I'm a lady.
They can mix it up a bit next episode.
Maybe they could.
Yeah.
But I think because there are so many characters and they're just adding more, True Blood might even benefit of just sort of focusing mostly on one character and maybe splitting off to do a couple of other characters each episode.
What if you don't like that character? Like, what if they do like an entire Sookie episode?
It's true. Again, they did this on Lost, and I hated every Kate episode.
Yeah.
So if they did this with Sookie, I would hate it as well. Yeah. So I'm not sure what I want. I just felt that the Eric flashback just came out of nowhere, and then was never like, and then no more flashbacks. It felt a little sudden and just put in there, and it just felt a little bit awkward. But I do like knowing where Eric came from, because more Eric could never be bad. And my only problem is that he was wearing pants in the flashback, and he should not have.
Well, it was quite cold where he was.
Yeah, not an excuse, in my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah. Take note, Ellen Ball and HBO. So that does it for this week's episode of the TV Casualty Podcast. For our Canadian listeners, I will be on the live Doctor Who post-finale special this Saturday, July 24th at 10 p.m. on the Space Channel. You should come watch me make a butt of myself. Meanwhile, everyone else, you can check out my blog at dose.ca/TV Casualty, and you can check out Jeevan's blog at dose.ca/watercooler. See you next week.